Well, that strikes me as a suitable grand opening for my chat here with Corey Terry and Kate Yancho, the executive director of Wellspring Corey Terry and Dancers, and of course, Corey herself, the founder of the Wellspring Company, which has brought modern dance to Southwest Michigan for now over 40 years, and it is such a delight to have you live here in the studio as we see things are changing after a year of isolation, which, as we've talked about in the last year, caused Wellspring to adjust greatly to, in many ways, caused a bit of reflection, a chance to look back on this last 40 years of performing, which I really appreciate the fact that there was a chance to see what impact Wellspring has made, and people were able to enjoy some past performances and highlights. But I think, Corey, you will probably acknowledge that moving on with live concerts is just where you want to be.
Oh, for sure. It feels amazing to be finally looking at a live audience. I mean, that's going to be amazing. In fact, yesterday we had our first real run-through of the show in the theater in order with the videotaper there who to watch the show, because he'll be recording us live when we're out there. And so we were practicing our bows. And when we all took hands and just everybody just breathed a sigh of relief and excitement and just said, what a year. We just couldn't believe we actually got to this point of preparing an entire show. It's been obviously full of many obstacles, but we got there. So now the whole thing is, please don't rain on Friday night.
I was going to see if there was a rain date or a backup plan for this outdoor concert at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Well, we do have two shows, so there's two options. So if it rains on Friday, we may just have a packed house on Sunday afternoon, which I think with the restrictions lifting more and more and it being an outdoor venue, we could probably pack them in. There's a lot of space on that hill to seat some people if for some reason we fill up the amphitheater. But we also have a virtual event still happening as well on Saturday the 12th that will be a stream of the concert. So not ideal. Obviously, we want to be there with the audience, but we have those two options in the event that Friday night
gets rained out.
doesn't turn out the way we want it to.
Kate, I just wanted to, before we move on, get your thoughts on how you managed to pull off a year that's still connected to audiences, even though it wasn't in person, and what it feels like to get back to live performance.
Good question, Kara. It's been a heck of a year, as we all know, and I think my brain has reached its limit on learning new technologies. Just I can't learn any more platforms. That's the end of the platforms I can learn for right now, as we tried different things for Radfest and for our choreography and cocktails series, which we're so grateful we were able to present and that we had audience watching from home. But to be planning with the Nature Center on how are we going to bring people into the amphitheater and to be getting back to those things that we do when we're in our space, when we're thinking about the experience of being there with us live. It's a tremendous feeling. It's, to be honest, a little nerve-wracking. Everything is new still. We haven't done this live outdoor setting before at the Nature Center in this specific space, but it's thrilling. It's really thrilling.
This just occurred to me, probably should have occurred earlier, but one of the differences between screens and live performance is you will hold a live performance and carry it around with you for a few days after experiencing it. It sort of won't leave you alone. you can put yourself right back there. Screens, unfortunately, we just move on to the next show.
Right.
It's a little harder to get so connected.
Well, yeah, I think you don't have that visceral element when it's live. It's like body to body.
Mm. The breathing, the
yes.
sound of movement.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as Kate just said, I mean, thank goodness that we were able to come up with some alternative ways to show work, but it's really important to recognize the fact that there's nothing like live performance and certainly live dance.
The performances are June 11, 12, 13 at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. Now, that's a large property with lots of places to explore. where is the dance concert going to be held?
The performance will take place in the amphitheater, which is located in the Arboretum. It's very easy to get to. It's very close to the parking lot that's next to the visitor center. So if you park there in that parking lot and go out towards the Arboretum, we'll have signage. You'll be able to find us. So it will be good. But you do need to pre-register. So very, very strongly encouraging everybody to please reserve their tickets ahead of time so that we can get you in the gate at the Nature Center and get you to the performance. That's pretty critical for this experience, which goes to something that's new and different that we're not used to. So please reserve your tickets ahead of time.
Well, the state of Michigan has said that masks are no longer required outdoors, but is, you know, every organization has to make their own choices along these lines. What has Wellspring chosen to do?
Well, we're still working with the Kalamazoo Nature Center on what their restrictions are. So we actually have a meeting this weekend to take the information that they provide to us and then make our best judgment on what we should do to keep everybody as safe as possible. So to be determined. So get your tickets now and then
you'll just keep a mask handy.
Right.
Just,
right. There's that rule.
All right. Well, let's get to the meat and potatoes of turbulence. You've called it turbulence, the spring concert of dance. Explain
that title.
Name, Corey.
Yeah, well, we in the last few years have been coming up with a title for both the fall and the spring show. So it's a seasonal title. And of course, this fall, things felt really turbulent. And so I just picked that word because it seemed to fit our state of mind as a company, as an organization. And so it is kind of interesting to bring that word forward into the spring show because I think we're all in a very different place. But looking back on the whole year, it certainly has been a turbulent year. So it's still very appropriate.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a disturbance in the normal flow of things.
I think of both weather and water having turbulence and spring bringing that cracking up of the frozen ground and the sort of turbulent melting of the tributaries. And maybe it's because the Nature Center is on my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah,
turbulence
can be a good thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's movement.
It's movement. It's bringing oxygen into new places.
Yes.
As usual, there'll be a number of different pieces performed.
Yes.
Different choreographers.
Yes. Besides my work, we've got a piece that was choreographed by Alexis Harris, and then we have a piece that was choreographed by Marissa Bianan. And my work has been mostly recreated. We didn't really do a lot of new choreography. Because we had such limited time together in such limited ways that I just really didn't think that we were going to be able to do a large group piece that was brand new. But there's so much in our archives is what I discovered that it became really easy to pick amongst a whole bunch of things that I was very interested in recreating.
Yeah.
And we actually, last year, wasn't it? We had come up with a theme for last spring that was going to be about our collaborations. And so this last piece on the show, which is the longest, biggest piece, is called Traveling, which you, Kara, are very, very familiar with because it's using the music of Blue Dahlia.
You surprised me with that today.
Yes.
It's a very happy memory.
Yes.
Blue Dahlia was a group that existed for a number of years and crazy artistic projects like silent films. But really one of our biggest highlights was with Wellspring Corritarian Dancers.
Yeah, it was such a great collaboration. It was one of the, wasn't the first one, but it was one of the very first ones that we did. Well, I think it was the first one we did in our theater when we moved to the Epic Center. So it was 2002, the first one with a live music group in the space with us, and that was you. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's nothing like performing with live music. And so we were planning on recreating that last spring, but of course everything came to a grinding halt before we hardly got going. And we actually started recreating phrases of that work virtually. It was a year ago, last June. We were, Alexis, our rehearsal director, who's been phenomenal in recreating work, was teaching it virtually. So the dancers sort of got a taste of it last June, and then everything dropped and we didn't get back to it because we weren't even there for so long. But then we picked it up again once people got vaccinated and we were able to come back into the theater to rehearse live.
Wow.
And so we have recreated the whole piece, and it's really exciting. It's a gorgeous piece of music.
It has a lot of almost folk feel to mm-hmm. it. It'll sound wonderful at the Kalamazoo Nature
it
Center.
It will, I know.
And I think anyone who's listening who has danced understands how that movement gets into your bones, and that's your memory of it. And as a musician, my memory of this piece is watching dancers move. It took me right out of thinking about playing and more like being with the dancer who was creating shapes in front of me. Michael
yes.
Martin was in the company at that time.
Who?
Was it Michael Martin?
Oh, Michael Miller.
Miller.
Yes.
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 Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, with his platinum blonde hair.
Yes. Yes, he was a standout for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But I will say that the present company is doing a phenomenally good job of it. It's really great to see. And I mean, it's just that piece is such it's a journey. I mean, you go through a lot of different, it's almost like going from room to room, a different feeling in each room. There's a lot of, I was watching it myself, being in the audience. It just takes you through so many different places. That's all I can say.
And that's just one piece on the program.
And that's just the one piece. But it, like I said, it is the biggest piece. It's the longest piece. It's about 11 and a half minutes, I think.
Wow. I'm so gratified to hear that.
Yes.
The Turbulent Spring Concert of Dance is the weekend of June 11th at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. And full details are at wellspringdance.org, where you'll find links to tickets, reasonably priced. And you'll find that the amphitheater at the Kalamazoo Nature Center is a beautiful natural space that's so suitable for concerts. Kate, was that your idea Corey, to take it outside and where to go?
Actually, taking it outside, a friend of mine said that to me. Wow, I wish you could do a show outside next spring. And then I said it to Kate, but I can't remember where the nature, I think you came up with maybe.
Well, if you think back to just over a year ago, we had a collaboration planned with the Nature
yes.
Center where we were going to go and do an informal performance in the Arboretum and, you know, not a sit-down concert, but just kind of an immersive, interactive event. And that, you know, clearly was not able to happen due to the restrictions at the time. And we transitioned and did a virtual event with them, which was lovely. We
yeah.
put together a playlist of pieces inspired by nature and shared them with the audience who had pre-registered and then had an interactive Q&A session. And it was very nice. So I think that opened the door for, okay, what's next? We've already said we were going to do this thing. What do we do next? So it was easy to start the conversation, Jenny Dozma has been just an outstanding contact for us at the Nature Center and say, Jenny, we want to dance at the Nature Center. What do we do? How do we start this?
Right, right.
And let me say, Jenny Dozma was a student of mine when she was like 7 years old.
Isn't that nice?
She was lovely then, and she's really lovely now.
And we got to test out the space a couple of weeks ago. We held a community dance showcase with youth performers from a couple of different organizations, including the Boys and Girls Club and the Youth Development Initiative and Move with Joy. So it was a short performance with young people, but we got to test out the space a little bit, which to me was a good, okay, now we've seen how this works. We see how the audience is in the space. We see what we need to do kind of technically to make it happen. So, but they didn't get the fancy stage that the company is getting. So we have a full project on that.
Yeah, yes. It's important. I mean, the foundation for your dancers is pretty darn important.
Yes, it is. And we have really gone to great lengths to make sure that it is a danceable space. We're building out the stage. There's an underflooring, and then we've got a Marley to put on top of it, which is the black dance floor. I just thought, through this horrendous year, let's at least end it in a space where the dancers can really dance and really do this show, because the amphitheater, although lovely, and I love the way there's benches built into the hillside and the backdrop of the gorgeous Michigan woods, but the floor itself is like an old porch deck, splintery.
I mean, it's okay for musicians, but
right,
but not for
dance. You can't dance barefoot on a thing like that. So we really went to great lengths to get support so that we could build an actual dance floor that we can truly dance on.
Well, let me ask about another one of the challenges that occurs to me, because in your own theater, the Wellspring Theater in the Epic Center, you can control lighting.
Yes.
You can really spotlight people.
Yes.
What were you thinking about this natural light space?
Yes, there will be no lighting. It'll be
It'll be sunshine.
Yes, the sun going down. I just had to rearrange my thinking, because there's a couple of pieces where the lighting was quite important, in particular this recreation of a piece called Refracted that I choreographed with Michael Miller. It's a beautiful solo that Andrew Niedbala is doing now, and that piece really had very complex lighting changes in it. Because the music is interspersed with sounds of nature, and every time you went into these dreamy spaces of thunderstorms and bird sounds, the lights changed to really highlight what was happening. We don't have that this time. So it becomes a different piece, actually. I mean, not only is the dancer different, but the whole feeling of it is different, but it's equally as mesmerizing. You just have to readjust. As a choreographer, I just had to readjust how this was going to come off.
There may be surprises.
There may be surprises.
There's a cloud cover and then the sun coming out. Just one of those, I'm here in this moment and I'm watching a shaft of light suddenly appear. And of course, you can't control what the animals at the Nature Center are doing either. Those birds are going to be doing what they do in the background.
Yes, they will.
Providing this natural ambiance.
Right. It will be a natural ambiance.
Yeah.
I think it'll be gorgeous.
Sometimes
actually.
As a performer, sometimes if it's something you've been working on by rote for a long time, having a crow go, it can kind of be like, look at this. It's really fun to do in the middle.
I do have a piece where we use crow sounds. I should have thought about that, recreating that one. Well, but we've got bird sounds in this.
Well, and, you know, with the efforts that we've gone to make this stage the foundation for this performance, and I must say thank you to the Irving S. Gilmer Foundation for their support on this event, because it was really their support that is allowing us to do this. We now have the materials to do this again. And so the conversation is remaining open with the Nature Center about how could we come back and do more concerts on the amphitheater. So you can bring that piece back then. Mm-hmm. We can do the crow sounds then.
There's always more to be danced. Let's remind our listeners again when this concert is and how they access tickets, and in case of rain, what will happen.
Yeah, so the concerts, the live performances are Friday, June 11th and Sunday, June 13th. Friday evening performance, Sunday matinee, and then there's a virtual event co-hosted with Yelp Kalamazoo on Saturday, June 12th. You can go to wellspringdance.org for ticket details to get your tickets, and please reserve ahead of time. That's critical on this one. And if it rains on Friday, we have two more opportunities to hopefully connect with you, and that's kind of where we are on that right now. So let's just keep sending all the things to the weather gods that it's beautiful next weekend. So, and not too
crossed.
Hot, because we don't want the dancers to pass out on stage.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Wellspringdance.org is the website, and you can click right there and buy tickets, find the schedule, the times, and plan your weekend, the second weekend of June.
And we should note, too, we do have a partnership with Little Bird Mobile Bar,
yes,
which is owned by the Stamped Robin downtown. So they'll be there on Friday night. So you can enjoy a beverage as you watch the concert with us. That's only on Friday, and again, must be reserved ahead of time, but we're really grateful for their partner. They've continued to be partners with
right.
us on several events.
This is not the first time you've paired up with
them.
No.
It is not. So we love them. So.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
What else can we talk about artistically on the program?
Well,
you mentioned a solo.
Yep, we have the solo that Andrew is performing. We are bringing back a piece of choreography that Marissa Bianan did last fall. And that was, you know, she had just finished it when we basically got shut down. And so it's been really a pleasure to bring it back so she could really work on it. And that's called From the Embers and Back Again. And I asked her if she would try to do something where the dancers don't actually touch each other or do any lifts, because we were in that space then. It was before vaccinations. And so she's really created a very cool piece that we're doing on the show. And then we brought back a piece that Alexis did back in 2017 that is an absolutely stunning quartet for four women. So also, it's one of those pieces that's going to just really be amazing to see outside. It just the feeling of it and the costumes and what they're doing with each other is really gorgeous. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that against the backdrop of the Michigan woods.
Who designs costumes?
Oh,
for
several different people.
Oh, it's shared.
Wow, we don't have a costume. Yes, we do. Those dresses were made for Alexis's piece was Elaine Kaufman. But we also have costumes by Pat Plasko, who's done many, many pieces with us before. Interestingly, in Marissa's piece, because it was last fall and we didn't know what was going to happen for the rest of the year, I told Marissa to just go into the set room, in the costume room, and pick something that she could, clothe the dancers with. And she curated different pieces, tops, bottoms, dresses, whatever, from many, many different dances that I've choreographed in the past.
Oh.
And put it together, and it looks so great. I was amazed.
A new way of looking at.
Yes. But we have a lot of costumes to upcycle, so I was very glad that she was able to do that. And then the fifth piece on the show is actually the last piece of choreography that I did, which was in the fall, that I choreographed on Alexis. It's a solo. And it's really a pandemic solo. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, because there's a lot of layers to the solo, but it's quite liberating, and it was a moment. So I probably finished choreographing it right at the beginning of November, right before we got shut down. But we were still feeling pretty hopeful that someday we were going to be able to get out of this restrictive life that we were leading. And so I'm hoping that the dance is able to communicate that.
Does it reflect some turbulence?
Yes, kind of. It reflects restrictions, basically. Mm-hmm. There's masks.
That's something we can all relate to.
Yes.
I'm speaking with Corey Terry, the founder of Wellspring Corey Terry and Dancers, a company of modern dance based in Kalamazoo that has attracted regional, national, and even international attention for its work, which I always find fascinating to learn about. The choreography, the look, the lighting, what dancers need in terms of that foundation of the stage. This will be at the Kalamazoo Nature Center June 11th through 13th. The two in-person performances are Friday and Sunday, and there is an online virtual concert on Saturday as well. Full details at wellspringdance.org. Well, I feel like we're near the end of our conversation together and preview of this Turbulence Spring Concert of Dance. Corey, why don't you give us a hint about the future? What's coming up?
Well, we are very much hoping to go back to as much normality as we possibly can. This whole year, we've only been meeting three times a week because we were trying to restrict the number of times we were exposing ourselves to each other. And I'm hoping that we're going to go back to 5 days a week. Maybe we can have a show in our theater in the fall. We'll see how the pandemic goes, if it's possible. Maybe we have to restrict the number of people in there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for that. But in the spring, we are looking forward to a collaboration with the Gilmore Piano Festival that had to be postponed. We were supposed to do it last spring. And that piece has been choreographed, but it's
Yet
to be premiered with the musicians, which are Zofo from San Francisco.
That's a piano, four hands,
yes.
Amazing group, two.
Yes. Are you familiar with them?
I've got lots of CDs, yes.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
and so that's going to be really a highlight. So, and maybe we'll do another outdoor show in the spring. We don't know. I mean, one thing this pandemic has caused us to be is flexible. It's hard to plan when you don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that we don't go plummeting back into high numbers, but, you know, this all depends on people getting vaccinated. So please get your vaccination.
That's
so
right. That's
we
what
can
will
get
crush
through
the
this.
Curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get through this sooner rather than taking 10 years, which I heard was a prediction from somebody because, you know, it's hard to get herd immunity if everybody doesn't cooperate. So that's really the plight of the performing arts. We need folks to be able to get together. So we're hoping for an exciting normal year where we can produce new work and all that. We'll see what happens.
And we will host RadFest again. RadFest will take place in March. At this point, we're planning a hybrid experience. We learned a lot from doing a completely virtual experience in this past spring. So, we'll stay tuned for plans on that, but we're excited to do RadFest again as well.
Didn't I learn the term asynchronous from RadFest?
You may have learned that. It was a very academic term before that, and I had to learn it teaching a class at Kalamazoo College.
Yeah, meaning accessible at any time.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
Asynchronous.
Yes.
And, of course, we'll see lots of synchronicity in the June spring concert, the 11th through the 13th. Finally, I think let's go back to how you started, Corey. You talked about a really meaningful moment as you were all finally, you ran through the concert together and practiced your bows.
Yes.
Let me hear what you think the rest of the company is experiencing, being able to be back together like that.
Well, you know, when you spend most of your days and your life training for a particular art form, like you have to do with dance, I mean, you have to keep your body going, which is really hard to do during the pandemic. It's hard to really dance full out in your bedroom, which we did for many months. I taught from a bedroom upstairs in my house, and everybody was dancing in front of their own bed or in their living room. But everybody works so hard to keep their bodies ready. And, you know, and it's more than that. It's the art itself, just being able to, it's a performing art. So it's not like you can just be painting in your house by yourself.
But it's as essential as painting or yes. writing or playing music.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think being able to move freely through space with each other has been a real heart opening for everybody. It's just taken a long time to get there. And for the younger people, you know, they're just chomping at the bit. So ready and hungry to be able to really take a big bite out of learning new pieces and the challenge of all of that. And so I just think it's been for everybody a very long, arduous journey. And we're just so grateful that we're able to be at this point.
Once again, the concerts are June 11th through 13th, and you'll find everything at wellspringdance.org. Corey and Kate, thank you very much for previewing it here on Classical WMUK today. It's great to see you in person.
Yes, thank you for having us, Kara.
Thank you so much.
This piece of music brings together the classical harp and the African or Senegalese kora, and it's a depiction of a bird, an osprey. So let's keep with the nature theme and the turbulence spring concert of dance. Thank you.